Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our cultural segment this morning, and with our cultural correspondent, Sean Stone, who joins us. And it's always a pleasure to have him on the program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. So, what have you seen lately?
Well, I saw the Michael Moore movie, Where to Invade Next.
Yes.
And it's very good. It's very funny. And at times, it's very
concerning.
Serious.
Yeah.
He goes there in some places. It starts out really funny. The premise is, you know, he's going to go conquer these countries and bring the ideas back, you know, because usually the wars we get into, we don't get anything out of them except misery. So he goes to Italy and details all the vacation time they have, like 8 weeks of vacation.
Nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That would be nice to have.
Absolutely.
But then he goes to Germany and his focus is on the fact that the Germans confront their Nazi past and we don't confront our historical
past.
And so it turns very serious, and then it just sort of modulates in tone like that.
So good stuff.
Yeah.
I know he was ill. He had pneumonia or something.
Yeah, he was in the hospital.
He was in the hospital for a bit, and he was very concerned because it was sort of the sole promotion machine for the movie. And but it's out there and it's doing well. So.
Yeah, he was tweeting from the ICU. He was so he was so worried about people not going to see the movie.
Tweeting from the ICU. And then it's Oscars. How much do you want to get into that?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm very much afraid. I was just talking with Sarah LaDuke that The Revenant is just going to win Best Picture and Best Director and Best Actor. And not that it's not worthy, but, you know.
Now, we had film critic and Oscarologist Thelma Adams on the show yesterday, and she had a similar concern. And was very concerned that Revenant will win Best Picture, and on my ballot I have Spotlight. I don't know about you.
I'd like for Best Picture. I'd like The Big Short.
Okay, I guess that would probably be my second. And so the question is, what is it about The Revenant?
I think. Because it's such an obvious Oscar type movie, you know, it was very difficult to make under very trying conditions, and it stars probably the most magnetic, charming male movie star we have.
But give him the Oscar.
Well, suffering.
Yeah.
He spends the movie suffering and getting mauled by a bear and
living,
freezing to death and
living in a horse and all that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's an endurance test. I'm sorry. And the Academy loves that.
Yeah. And then as opposed to the quote unquote message movies that the Academy also loves.
Right. You know, I'd like to see it like all split up this year. I mean, I'd like to see George Miller win Best Director.
For Mad Max.
Fury Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just this amazing movie, you know, of real stunts and, you know, this crazy post-apocalyptic feminist epic, which is just out of nowhere. But it's not going to happen.
So for Best Picture, you would like to see
The Big Short.
Probably you're thinking maybe The Revenant.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe The Revenant.
And then Best Actor seems like it's Leonardo DiCaprio's.
Yeah.
That seems like a sure thing. Best Supporting Actor seems like Sylvester Stallone is a sure thing.
Yep.
And then for Best Actress?
That's tough.
I think Brie Larson is a favorite.
She's probably going to win. I mean, Cate Blanchett's always a
possibility.
Favorite,
yeah.
But Brie Larson's probably going to win. And Best Supporting Actress, probably going to be Kate Winslet, which is weird.
Yeah, but although I would like to see that, because what is it, Annika, what is her name, from the...
Oh, Ex Machina.
Yeah, but it was for
The Danish Girl.
And I like her, and I like that performance, but boy, Kate Winslet was... It took me, and I knew she was in it. It took me 15, 20 minutes into Steve Jobs to know that that was Kate Winslet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love that. I just thought her performance was lovely. And maybe in part because she was the only likable person in the movie.
Well, that's true. me for best actor, I'd like to see it be Bryan Cranston.
I love Trumbo
because he was great in that.
He was,
and I love Saoirse Ronan in Brooklyn, as I've said before, for best
beautiful
actress.
Performance.
Yeah, but I just think I'm just gonna watch it. It's gonna be one of those Oscars where they won. It's not there aren't gonna be any surprises, but who knows?
Maybe there will be surprises.
Maybe there will be.
All right. Now we go on to what is upcoming, starting with tonight at Proctor's in Schenectady.
It's Disney's Fantasia Live in Concert with the Czech National Symphony Orchestra. It's a special program. It's not just the straight film. It's sequences from both Fantasia and Fantasia 2000, which I'm going to be honest, I've never seen. I've only seen the original.
Oh.
So, but
it's all right.
But it's gonna, yeah. That's what I figured. It's like, why would you?
Well, it's fine. It was interesting.
Yeah,
it was a Roy Disney project, but that was good.
Yeah, but you know, so you'll see the Sorcerer's Apprentice and the dancing hippos and all that.
Right.
It'll be nice.
Because let's face it, there's parts of Fantasia that are deadly boring.
Yes, that is true.
So hopefully those will be out,
yeah.
And then you'd get the good parts.
It is the strangest movie. I mean, there's no other way to describe it.
I remember my father taking me to that movie when I was very young, and I just looked at him like, "What is this?" And he said, "I have no idea."
Yeah,
it's like I have no idea. It's very funny. Okay, but I still enjoy it, and I look back on it fondly. Disney's Fantasia live in concert. Okay,
and then tomorrow night, Paula Poundstone's going to be at the Charles Allerwood Theater in Glens Falls.
Great venue for her, I think.
That will be a great venue for that. You're really up close and personal with the audience.
And she does such great audience interaction,
right.
And she's so good at that. And this old Woolworth's store that is a theater is just a perfect place for her to walk through.
Yeah,
that's great. All right.
And then at the Egg, Khaki King, who was just interviewed on this fine show.
Yes.
And then the Bridge Jazz Festival is back. It's a two-night affair. Friday night is at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. And that's going to feature Nina Freelon and Pierre Bensusan. And then Saturday night is at the Mastery Center for the Arts, the Picot Recital Hall. And that's going to be Ellison Delfeo Marsalis. And it's not as expensive as you think it is, as it should be. You know, it's a good bargain.
Yeah. We had both Sal and John from the Masary Center and the Troy Savings Music Hall, respectively. And it's great that they're working together. It's great that they're bringing great jazz to the region. And it's a very fun event. It's their second one. And
they
did a nice job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. And then there's a group show at the Kerry Haddad Gallery, the Winter Exhibit, Harry Orlick and a bunch of fine artists. The show's already open, but the reception is Sunday from 2 to 4. That's on Warren Street in Hudson. And then the Union College Concert Series continues at Union College in Schenectady on Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. with the Dover Quartet and clarinetist Anthony McGill. And then, as the intro music suggested, Sunday night at the Egg, it's Dave Mason and Leon Russell, a couple of titans of classic rock and roll.
Yep.
And then we're into March, almost, so we know what time of year... what time of year that is.
Yes, we get into the Celtic thing.
And that's going to be Alton at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Sunday night. And since it's Oscar week, they aren't really opening up any new movies. Even though they are. There's Gods of Egypt, which looks horrible and is already projected to flop. I mean, I don't know how they know this, but you know, I was seeing stories yesterday. Oh yeah, this is on track to make about $20 million. Like, really? You know this already?
Yeah, well,
they know
these things. Yeah.
So anyway, it's also in 3D.
Okay.
So if you really want to see a bad movie in 3D, this is your opportunity.
And then Eddie the Eagle.
Yes, it's sort of a whimsical dramedy about Britain's first ski jumper, set in the 80s. Hugh Jackman is in it. Some other guy.
Money in the bank.
Oh, yes, it is.
Money in the bank. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He joins us each and every Thursday, and you can see his entire list on our website, wamc.org. Sean, be well, and we'll see you next week.
Oh, okay then.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.